Eager job seekers were looking to become employees at the YMCA Midland Employment and Learning Services Spring Job Fair. Roughly 200 visited the Midland Cultural Center Monday with resumes in hand, looking to chat firsthand with the 23 employers who attended the event and accepted applications. Grace Olerenshaw, employment specialist with the YMCA Employment Center and co-host of the event, said that a large mix of factory and healthcare service providers were on hand. "Right now, because we have a mix of unemployed, but also those employed but looking for new or additional work," said Olerenshaw. "It's really just anybody and everybody, because everybody might be looking for a change." Unemployment rate statistics from March state that roughly 6% of area residents are out of work, in a 2021 census population of roughly 120,000 in North Simcoe, for an estimated total of 7,200 people. "The turnout has been great. There was a lineup upon entering here today," said Josephine Wilson, wellness manager of Villa Retirement, from her seat at the Jarlett Health Services booth. Wilson said that there were lots of resumes, various skill sets, and a large amount of interest from those attending the event. "In the retirement division, we work with resident attendants, also known as unregulated healthcare professionals, UCPs. We don't necessarily need individuals with a PSW background, but certainly that is an asset," said Wilson. "We pride ourselves on our internal orientation and onboarding programs, which helps provide the candidates with the skills and knowledge needed to perform their roles and responsibilities as a resident attendant." Another employer at the job fair was Penetanguishene-based company Industrial Filter Manufacturing. "This is our first time participating," said Vice President and General Manager Kyle Naylor. "We're feeling very confident with how it went today because of how many candidates we've seen today. We're looking for entry-level shop floor employees, and the turnout has been great. We've got a terrific cross-section of candidates today, enthusiastic and talented. Many of the applicants on the floor were engaging with the various booths, collecting business cards and pamphlets as they inquired to the prospects." One unnamed job seeker fit the description by Olerenshaw provided earlier. "I'm just looking for anything," said the man, portfolio tucked into his arm. "I'm currently employed but looking for something different." Regarding the importance of a job fair within the area, he praised its relevance to the community. "I think it's important for mental health in this day and age. This is my first job fair at the age of 48, so I'm not really sure what to expect right now, but I'll see what happens." The Midland location for the YMCA Employment Service Center is at 334 King Street, with drop-in services, job coaching, and job board available from Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.